Okay, we're on.
Okay, it is now 9:40, almost 45. The 12th day of November, court meeting in special session. Primary item on the agenda today is to approve the canvas of the ballots. And Sasha and I have talked, and she's figured out a way where we can take the tape or the out of the thing, check the totals versus the totals here. Do not have to read out all the numbers like we have in the past.
There's no.
I was at one of those meetings where y'all had to read all that stuff. I thought, wow.
There's nothing in statute that really gives a procedure on how to canvass. It just says that it must be canvassed and that the totals must be compared. So there's really no need. This prints all from the same place anyways, and we compare it to, you know, our hand totals and testing, and then with provisionals that were counted and not counted. So it's foolproof. But that's the early voting tape. These are the election day tapes. And this is the early voting totals, election day totals, and then the totals all together. There's also a new form that the Secretary of State asked that we start providing, which is the elections administrator or the county clerk just certify that these are all correct and accurate. And then once the commissioner's court has met on this 12th day, the members who are present and would like to vote on this simply sign this form and declare the totals reported as canvassed and official. So as far as how y'all want to do it, it's up to you. But there's
they print off the same deal anyway. They can't be wrong.
No, it can't be different. There's a tape in each envelope, and then the totals here. And I've also typed on there just for your own information how many ballots were cast in early voting, election day, and then total. And also wrote it on the front of each envelope. So
I was curious how many total votes is 880.
That's election day, no?
That should be a little over 1,000.
No, that was total.
Eight something, wasn't it?
Yeah, 881 was the total.
Yep.
214 early and then 600 something. Well, there's something awful sticky right here on this where I'm sitting.
It has leaked on this table, so it's gotten, it's messed up, this table kind of. Sorry, Judge. I think this is your table.
It is. John sneezed it on was.
I said John sneezed on that.
He did.
I brought this up here so they could have a long table for elections.
So do we need to still look at these in here or not?
If you want
If she's got it certified and she's already certified with this tape here.
Okay, so we just sign off and
I need a motion that we canvass the ballots to show that we had 881 total votes.
Are we in session?
We are already in session.
Foreman of the court?
Anybody? Yeah. I'd make a motion we certify these election totals from the early voting and the regular election at 881 people.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Sign the dotted line.
Ooh. What is that on the protection?
Okay, I put those documents on your desk. I'm good to go. Get that signed off.
And especially with this being a constitutional amendment, I mean, there's no candidates to compare. It's just, it's just.
Far against.
So y'all may want to look closer on the.
It was on the end of my phone. Oh, one of the jabbers there. Stab you in the heart with that thing.
I asked her if she could leave those ducks on the.
I need to unlock the truck with my duck. That's how I'm riding that Billy.
Okay.
And I'll bring them right back.
Who is that?
That's Douglas Stack.
He's the Montague County employee that you got.
Yes.
That's what I thought.
What happened to the Crowley? You still have him?
He's there.
Yeah, he's Steve.
Good morning. Steve. Crowley man.
Meeting is now adjourned. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
He sits there, right on him.